Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 17th, 2021. As decided by the Senate on Tuesday and announced by Mayor Mueller, the next coronavirus regulation relaxations have been agreed upon, and the Infection Protection Ordinance is to be amended accordingly. The new rules will apply starting tomorrow, Friday, June 18th. As we mentioned yesterday, the mask requirement, which previously applied to 35 of the city's busiest streets and squares like Kudamm and Alexanderplatz, has been lifted, except for places where it's not possible to keep the prescribed minimum distance. In addition, masks are also no longer required in the outdoor areas of the zoo and Tierpark. With the relaxations, a clear distinction has been made between outdoors and indoors. Therefore, FFP2 masks must continue to be worn on buses and trains in Berlin's public transport system, which, per the mayor, is becoming increasingly crowded again. And Mueller added, quote, "Wearing FFP2 masks is a real health protection, especially where the minimum distance cannot be maintained." There are significantly higher upper limits for the number of people allowed to be present at events. In the future, up to 1,000 people will be permitted outdoors and a maximum of 250 indoors. For indoor events with more than 20 attendees, proof of a negative corona test is mandatory. Fairs and festivals will also be allowed again, with the same rules applying as for other events. Outdoor dancing events with up to 250 people will again be permitted as well, with a negative corona test requirement for participation. For private events like weddings, birthday parties, or those on the occasion of religious festivals, up to 50 people will be permitted indoors and up to 100 outdoors. The limited operation of Berlin's Kitas will end on June 21st, at which time all children eligible will be cared for again. And per the revised regulations, when visiting a salon or a barber shop, it will no longer be necessary to have a negative corona test for a haircut, but a mask requirement still applies. And if masking isn't possible, for example, when trimming beards, a negative rapid test is mandatory. Changing rooms at outdoor pools, saunas, and thermal baths will reopen, but steam baths will remain closed, and a negative corona test is mandatory when visiting. Visits to amusement parks, arcades, and casinos are once again permitted with an FFP2 mask requirement when not seated. And last but not least, the ban on serving, selling, and dispensing alcoholic beverages between midnight and 5 a.m. will be lifted. According to Mayor Mueller, the Senate will discuss further regulation relaxation measures in 14 days. Mayor Mueller, who also currently chairs the Conference of State Premiers, assumes that up to 3 of the 6 vaccination centers in the city will continue to operate beyond autumn, and the federal government will finance them beyond September. Originally, the federal government had wanted to withdraw from financing them as of September 30th. However, Mueller said that governments in all of the states realize that the centers will still be needed, as there are larger groups that still need to be vaccinated. In addition, there are outstanding second vaccinations and possibly booster vaccinations as early as September. Since it's not clear whether families' doctor's offices can handle it all, Mueller said that centers nationwide should remain in operation after September. The mayor firmly believes that 2, maybe 3, at least in the months of October and November, will remain open, and he indicated last week that the previous closure date of September 30th for the Berlin centers was, quote, not set in stone. Which centers are to remain open specifically, he did not say, but it's obvious that the vaccination centers in the Velodrome, Arena, and Erika Hess Stadion will close at the end of September because they are needed by sports clubs and for events. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.